Listening activity. Hello and welcome to Radio Britain. This morning I have Angela Holmes with me. Angela goes to schools, colleges and universities to talk to young people looking for work abroad. Angela, what age group are the students you usually talk to?
About 18 to 24 years old. Students often want a break from their studies or maybe get work experience. So I find the usual age is 18 to 24.
What do you think are the most popular jobs for young people to do abroad? Is it looking after animals, working in hospitals?
Interesting question. Teaching is probably one of the most popular with university students. You can learn to teach English in the UK, and there are both paid and volunteer jobs in almost every country in the world teaching English. For hospitals, you probably need more experience of that type of work, or you are studying medicine or something similar, but not always. Working with animals is very popular, but not many people get money to do that. Most people, in fact, pay for the cost of travel, food and accommodation. It can cost as much as going on holiday, and you don't get paid for the work.
But of course, working with tigers is not the same as going on holiday.
Oh, of course not. There are some places you can't visit on holiday. You can see a big cat in a safari park, but working with tigers, for example, is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
I agree. Tell me, what countries or places do people ask about most?
Well, it depends if people are looking for jobs they are going to get paid for. If they're looking for an experience, volunteer work, for example. Australia, New Zealand and Japan. Australia is definitely popular for paid work, and that gives people some money to travel. For volunteering, Africa, Asia. People want to go to South America too. I think most countries in South America have good volunteer programs now.
And finally, where can people get information about working abroad?
Most schools and university have someone who can give students more information about jobs when they finish their studies. But you can also find information in libraries, on the internet. We have a website. The website address is www.workingabroad.org.uk. That's www.workingabroad.org.uk.
Thank you very much, Angela, and a reminder of that website address. It's www.workingabroad, that's written as one word, workingabroad.org.uk.